With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Conservatives blasted the federal Clean Power Plan at an event in Billings today. It was billed as an energy briefing, co-hosted by Big Sky Economic Development and Republican Senator Steve Daines. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
It is time for Montana's leadership to stand up and push back. We don't need more press releases and conversations. We need action right now to push back against President Obama.
Senator Steve Daines says that includes litigation and legislation. First, the litigation. State Attorney General Tim Fox says Montana is one of over two dozen states suing over the EPA's Clean Power Plan. Fox says there's a greater issue at stake.
It's become clear to me that chief among those threats is the breakdown of the rule of law.
He says the founders of the U.S. system of government intended the three branches of government to function deliberately, even if that means at a glacial pace.
This general system has protected our most fundamental liberties for generations, but it works only when citizens and their elected representatives and their courts agree to abide by it.
Fox argues the EPA overstepped its authority. Those comments came during an energy briefing in Billings. Area legislators and county commissioners were joined by representatives from the Crow and Northern Cheyenne tribes, utilities, and businesses for the event. On the legislative front, State Senator Dwayne Ankeny of Colstrip says he and three other legislators are traveling to the Washington legislature this week to testify against a bill that could shut down Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Besides Ankeny, the other senators are Republican Rick Ripley of Wolf Creek and Democrats Jim Keene of Butte and Cliff Larson of Missoula. Ann Hedges is deputy director of the Montana Environmental Information Center. She says Washington State is just responding to market demands.
The market is changing, and you're seeing competition with natural gas, and you're seeing competition with wind. And as those prices decrease for those resources, they are outcompeting coal on a regular basis.
Hedges says policymakers should help communities and workers make the transition or train for a new job that responds to the market changes.
And we can just do a whole bunch of fear-mongering and scapegoating and try to keep our finger in the dam. When it's not a dam, it's a sieve. And the change is happening regardless of what we do.
Discussion on coal is scheduled to continue. Senator Steve Daines is co-sponsoring a Montana Energy event March 30th and 31st in Billings. Governor Steve Bullock recently announced the members of a Clean Power Plan Advisory Council to respond to the federal rule. Tentatively, that panel is to meet beginning next month. Finally, Montana lawmakers are talking about the possibility of a special session in response to legislation from Washington and Oregon about coal-fired electric generation. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
Girl that I once knew, and she was sweet and she was fine, lips as sweet as apple wine.